Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Now that I live here in the Twin Cities and I'm not at our headquarters office anymore, it's been just a real challenge to me to figure out, what does it look like for people who don't have that kind of office? Most of us don't go into an office where everything stops and we're all not only encouraged, but really corralled to come together for prayer. And so that's often on my heart now that I live in this city and I look at people running to and fro, and we're all trying to get so many things done and everyone has the best of intentions, but how can we actually stop together? How can we call each other out in the middle of the day and be refreshment and pray for one another throughout the course of each day, even if we're not naturally in an environment where that's happening?
You know, when you think about, the Bible talks about that our battle's not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and you really are confronting the world's worst bullies. You really are. But behind that is a very evil enemy of our souls. And we can't win that battle, the battle on the natural level, if we're not fighting it strongly in the spiritual realm. And I just think the reality of that, to say, Lord, we can't do this without you. We need you to go before us and confuse the plan of the enemy. And we pray regularly for you guys that that would happen, that you would have divine intelligence and that the enemy's plans would be exposed and confused so that you could stroll in there, get your work done, and get out of there. And we do believe in the power of prayer. So friends, as you're listening, that's something you can do. Intercede daily for the work of IGM, because there are operations happening that you can't talk about till after the fact. And so just know that things are in motion constantly, and we can, you know, you can always use prayer, right?
Right. And there are just so many incredible stories. I just think of my colleague Pranitha in India, where there was just one rescue operation where they had brought all of the slaves out of the slave facility and had gotten them into vehicles to rescue them, and were working with the police when a huge angry mob showed up, a very violent mob. And it was a terrifying situation. And she said, I mean, she was this tiny Indian powerhouse woman who had to put her, you know, small frame in between the mob and these slaves that she was trying to protect and take into freedom. And she said that the craziest thing happened was that all of a sudden it was like there was total confusion. There's that scripture in Genesis that talks about the Tower of Babel and how God confused their speech so that people couldn't understand each other. And she said that was exactly what was happening amongst this mob. All of a sudden, the mob couldn't work in unison anymore, and they dispersed, and they were able to continue taking these rescued slaves into freedom. And I mean, that's just a drop in the bucket of the kinds of stories that we see of a direct intervention of God working in ways that we could never do ourselves. I mean, this fight against slavery and against violence of so many different forms in the world today, it is a fight that's bigger than any of us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.